return.
Okay, let's return to the seifa of the Mishnah. Odamar Avolezer, Mishlo Achal, two girsos over here, Yom Tov Rishon, or Leila Yom Tov Rishon, we'll see the importance of that. Yashlim, Leila Yom Tov Acharon, Shochak. From the Mamrim, Engel Davar Tashlumen, Alzen Ne'emar Me'uvas Lo Yuchal Lidkon, Chisaron Lo Yuchal Lehimanos. The Gemara asked the question on Rav Eliezer, Ha Amar Rav Eliezer, Arba Asar Sudos Chayev Adam Lechol B'sukkah, Achas Bayom V'achas Balayla. And the Gemara answers, Amar Bira, Amar Rav Ami, Chazar Bo Rav Eliezer. That's, you know, on this statement, these lines of the Gemara, we have an earthquaking machlokas between Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ritva. Ritva represents a whole school of Rishonim who disagree in terms of the basic assumptions of the sugya. According to Rashi, what was the core of the question on Rav Eliezer? What was the core of the question as to the issue of making up the Yud Dalad Sudos on Shmini Atzeres?
It's not going to be Masukah. And he said you have to have 14 Sudos Masukah.
Why can't you just eat it in a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres?
Baltos.
We have an Iser. We have an Iser of eating in a Sukkah, an Iser Doraisa of eating in a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And how is it possible then to make up to substitute, to have a suda which is defined as a suda of a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? And the answer is Chazar Bo Rav Eliezer. From what was he chozer according to Rashi? You no longer need 14 meals in the sukkah. You don't need 14 meals in the sukkah. What do we need in the sukkah? The first night, the tesvav, that's the only meal that exists, and therefore mishalo achal, that one meal of Yom Tov Rishon, of Leil Yom Tov Rishon, he can be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres. Isn't that meal also eaten in the sukkah? What have we solved by moving from 14 down to 1? What have we solved from moving 14 down to 1? Don't we have the same core question of the issue of Baal Tosef?
It's a Suda Siyantif, so it doesn't have to be
Yantif. That we're going to view the Suda of the first night as a Suda of Yantif that happens because it's Sukkahs to be eaten in the Sukkah, but that's not the core of the Suda. And Chachamim disagree. What would be the most elegant way for us, I mean, after the last year, of understanding the Machlokis between the Chachamim and Rav Eliezer, as to whether that meal of the first night, the tesvav meal, can be made up on Shmini Atzeres without a sukkah?
How exact?
In other words, we had a chakira last time.
Does the gzera shava translate to the chiyuv and the kiyum, or does it just the chiyuv? And the kiyum is a kiyum of teshuv with
the integer. Excellent. In other words, what exactly is the chova that is introduced by the gzera shava? Is it a chova of teshuv kein taduru, that the rest of the week teshuv kein taduru is a reshus, but the first night it's a chova, and basically that's a sukkah halacha, and that could not be made up on Shmini Atzeres? Or do we say no, we're bringing in from left field a chiyuv of achila from Pesach, just as on Pesach you eat a kezayis of matzah, here you eat a kezayis of pas. Where? In the sukkah, but that happens simply to be a coincidence because it comes out on sukkahs. But the ikar is an eating of a kezayis of pas. And that kezayis of pas could just as well be eaten on Shmini Atzeres. We have a world of tashlumen for that kezayis of pas. That would be the neatest way of learning. And namely, that the suffix that we saw in the Yerushalmi, quoted by Tosfos, Rabbi Zeira Boi, Ima Halana Chiocha Kezayis Dagon, Afkana Chiocha Kezayis Dagon Besuka, that the Hakira was, do you need a Kezayis or a Kebetza? That basically is a machlokis, according to this approach, between Rav Eliezer and Rabbanan. Did you find anyone, I know I didn't send you there, but did you find any Acharon who learned that way? It's not fair, I didn't send you this. Why are you looking at Acharonim? But if you turn to the back of the Gemara, to the pages of the Maharsha, so underneath the Maharsha, you have the Maharshal, the Chachma Shlomo. And so in our sugya, there is a machlokis between the Maharshal and the Maharsha, how to learn our sugya. And this l'chora is exactly the question. If you look in the Chachma Shlomo and Daf Kav Zayin Amud Aleph, Rashi Dibur Hamaskel Chazar Ba'chutz Min Leila Yom Tov Rishon, so the Maharshal understands Nira Be'enai Nira Li the Hachi Perusha Chazar Ba Rav Elazar Miyud Dalat Sudas Besuka V'lo Koi Ela Aleila Yom Tov Harishon Va'af Al Pisha Osa Suuda Ba'al Karcha Tzarech Suka. Because the bottom line is, it's the first night of Sukkis. Mikol makom chiyuva. There's a bit of a mistake over here in the text. It should be chiyuva dida. Lav besukah talya. It's not a chiyuv of sukkah. Elo yalfina mileila pesach. The tzarech achila. It's a din of achilas kizayis. Umeyachar the tzarech achila iyesha lekayma below sukkah. Technically, umikol makom ikar mitzvasa tali ba achila. In other words, it's not a din on sukkah per se, you just need a sudas yantav. Aval I have a mitzrech Rav Elazar yedal on sudas besukkah, had Rav Elazar not been chozer bo from his original halacha, imken al korchach, yedal on sudas is a din of teshvu kein taduru nafik, tzorach yedal on besukkah. Ikor chayivaya besukkah talya, imken ech moel hashlama, v'uk. However, why am I sending you to the Maharshal? Because the Maharshal says this could not possibly be the Machlokas. This is not what Rashi means. This is not what Rav Eliezer means. If you go up on the top of the page to the Maharshal, to the Maharshal, before we see what his pshat is, let's just see his deconstruction. What is the word?
Deconstruction.
His deconstruction of the Maharshal. He says that, in other words, it's the last four or five lines, it could be a premier edition of the Maharsha. It says, Vahar Maharshal Ndochak Bazeh Lefaresh, Dechiyuva Delel Yom Tov Rishon Lav Vesuka Talia, El Yafina Milel Pesach, the Tzarech Achila, Veherich, Ayen Sham. This was, for a Maharshal, this was a Herich. Normally, his comments are much more pithy than having full sentences. So, Veherich, Ayen Sham. It's not a herich for the Maharsha. He always speaks in long sentences, but for the Maharsha, it's unusual. The ein ze dome. You can't build anything off of that which the Maharsha wrote. The holagabe mitzvas suka yalfinon mileil pesach. That's not pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is that we are not bringing in a mitzvah achila from left field. We are simply designating the first night as bichova. That just as on the Leil of Pesach, it's a chova, on the first night, we have a mitzvah sukkah of a chova. Kamo mitzvah sachila b'Leil Pesach, shehu matzah, kach mitzvah sachila b'Lai Rishon d'chag, hu b'sukkah, k'de isei b'Yerushalmi shekosvu hatosvos. Now, over here, in other words, the Tosfos quoted a whole bunch of Yerushalmis within our sugya. The Maharsha is ignoring the baya of Rabbi Zeira and simply bringing in the concept that we have a seuda in the sukkah that Tosfos keeps mentioning all the time, sukkah, that sukkah is not simply a technical requirement because it happens to be sukkahs, but that's the core of the gzera shava, that we're saying just as the mitzvah of Pesach is a chova the night of the Seder, the mitzvah of sukkah is a chova the night of sukkah, the first night of sukkahs. And so the Maharsha doesn't learn this way. So how then did he learn? Yeah.
So I have another question on the Maharsha's approach. The Rabbi Eliezer is the manda amar in Chagiga that it's okay to fast on nothing. So how can? But isn't that a steal with his position here according to the Maharsha?
No. Because the Achronim on the sugi over here, remember the Yoshua, the Tzlach, etc., they all point out that what goes on the first night has nothing to do with the Tzom. Tzom is from the morning. We're not talking about Yom Kippur. Tzom is during the day. And in Achinami, you know, it's Rabbi Eliezer would hold that you can, right?
Right, yeah.
You confess. In other words, that's what Rashi points out. On the day, you confess. The night is not kashur to the world of fasting. That's what they point out. No, it's not a stira. How then did the Maharsha learn the machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim as to whether the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah the first night lends itself to tashlumin on Shmini Atzeres? L'chora, we're back to the question of, you know, this is about Tosif. So let's look back at Rashi itself. The kasavar yesh lo tashlumin, points out Rashi, k'moshi yesh tashlumin l'korbanos yom rishon af b'yom tov acharon. This is what the Maharsha builds off of this the world of tashlumin of korbanos. So if you go back to the beginning of the Maharsha, he says yiresha huchra chacha lahay taima, the k'moshi yesh lo tashlumin l'korbanos v'chulei. Mishum hachi hashda l'mayda chaza b'Rav Eliezer v'lo tikshi may hashlama d'suka ika b'leil yom tov acharon l'tashlumin d'leil yom tov risham d'boi suka l'kulei alma kevan d'matzinu hashlama acheret. We're working off of a world of korbanos miyom ha'acharon l'yom risham gabi korbanos, that even though we paskin that Shmini Atzeres is a regel bifnei atzma and l'chora would not have anything to do with sukkahs, but we have a tradition that you can be mashlim the korbanos of the korban chagiga of sukkis on Shmini Atzeres. That since we have legabi korbanos islan lemeimar hachashlama dachilas yom acharon the tashlumin leil risham afagav the sukkah leka biyom acharon. In words, when we were dealing with the world of yudalad sudos, that's a din in sukkah that doesn't lend itself. However, the din of eating the first night, even though, according to the Maharsha, it is also a chov of sukkis, however, korban chagiga is also a chov of sukkis. And so since one has this ability of being mashlim, a korban chagiga of sukkis, on Shmini Atzeres, one has the ability of being mashlim, a su'uda of sukkis, with the su'uda of Shmini Atzeres. What is going on over here? What is this tradition that we're talking about? So, if you just look at the page that I printed out to you, we're dealing with a Mishnah. We have a Mishnah in Chagiga on Daf Tes Amid Aleph, that the Mishnah says, Mishelo Chag biyom rishon shel Chag. The Korban Chagiga lechatchilo should be brought on the first day. Zvizim makdimen. But if you didn't bring it on the first day, Choge Koha Rego, you can bring it any day of the Yontif. And then the Mishnah continues, V'yom tov acharon shel chag can also be used for that tashlumen. Mivchoge kol haregel v'yom tov acharon shel chag. Avar haregel v'lo chag, if everything is passed already, it's already been passed Shmini Atzeres, eino chayev achriyuso, then there's no possibility of any tashlumen, of any repayment. Al zenemar me'uvas lo yuchal litkon v'chiseron lo yuchal imanos. Just as in our Mishnah, and the Chachamim say that there is no hashlam on bringing this pasuk, so the Mishnah there points out that lack of hashlam is only post Shmini Atzeres. Gemara asks, "Menohani mile? Since when can Shmini Atzeres serve as the tashlumin of sukkis?" Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Ne'emar Atzeres b'Shvi'i shel Pesach, ve'ne'emar Atzeres b'Shmini shel Chag. Maga halan, everyone would agree that in Shvi'i shel Pesach, it's still Pesach, l'tashlumin, you can bring the Chagiga, afkan, the fact that the Torah used the word atzeres, l'tashlumin. And we must say that this is mufne, that this is gzera shava, which is mufne, namely it's muchrach, di'ilav mufne, k'lamifrach, maga Shvi'i shel Pesach, shekein enochol milafanav, it's part and parcel of the hemshech of Sukkis, of Pesach, I'm sorry, tomar b'shmini shel chag shechol milafanav. It's a totally different world of a separate world of korbanos. You only have one par instead of the descending order, and therefore laya you must say afnuye mufne. The Gemara shows why this gzera shava is a necessary gzera shava. That's one makar. V'tana ma'aser mehacha. The first drasha was brought by Rav Yochanan, an Amora in the name of Rav Yishmael, and we have also a Braisa. The Tanya Chagosem Aso Chag Hashem Shivas Yamim Yocho Yehi Cholgeg Vaholech Kol Shiva. Does that mean you have to be in Korban Chagiga every day? Talmud Lomar Ito Oso Atachogeg. I'm sorry, Talmud Lomar Oso, but without the vav. Oso Atachogeg V'Atachogeg Kol Shiva. Only bring on the first day. Imkein Lama Nemar Shiva L'Tashlum. If you didn't bring the first day, bring the other day. So Minayim Shim Lo Chag Yom Tov Harishon Shachag Shachogeg Vaholech Kol Haregel the Yom Tov Acharon, that Shmini Atzeres is included as an option for the Tashlumen. Talmud Lomar Bachodesh Hashvii Tachgu Oso. We have month I Bachodesh Hashvii Yocho Yehechogeg Vaholech Bachodesh Kulo. Talmud Lomar Oso Oso Atachogeg V'Atachogeg Chutzalo. Namely, that we have a concept of Chodesh Hashvii to expand beyond Sukkot, but it's expanded one day into Shmini Atzeres. That we have these drushas. We have these drushas. So, do these drushas, l'chora, have anything at all to do with being mashlim, the suda of the first night of Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres? No. The Shita of Chachamim, l'chora, is very clear. You know, you're coming in from left field. It's nothing to do with what's the connection? But there's one more drusha, which I think Rashi had in mind in Rav Eliezer, and that's over here, what Tosfos quotes over here in the sugya. Look over there in the next makor in the Tosfos. Nemar atzeres bePesach biYerushalmi yolef laRav Yochanan b'shem Rav Yishmael. The same players, Rav Yishmael b'shem Rav Yishmael, but from a different makor. Nemar chamisha asar bePesach v'Nemar chamisha asar bChag. Ma lahalon yom tov acharon tashlumin l'rishon afkan yom tov acharon tashlumin l'rishon. Veleka mifrach kedeparach b'shash shalanu gzeira shava gemura kidi yafinan mina besuka perakayoshe. Namely, the same gzeira shava that we have that introduced the suda, the night of Sukkot, that gzeira shava tells us that we have a tashlumin on Shmini Atzeres. So then, you know, in other words, this is what Rashi is pointing out, that in other words, in Achinami, Rav Eliezer no longer has a din of Yudalit Sudos. There's no din of Teshvu Kein Taduru, but there is a din of Tesvav Tesvav. And that Tesvav Tesvav, which in our sugya generates a chova the first night, in the sugya in Chagiga, it generates a tashlumin for karbanos. Ubaha miapaligalaya the kasava yeshla tashlumin kamoshi ish tashlumin the karbanos yom rishon af the yom tov acharon. So I think that it could very well be that according to Rashi, this would be the glue that connects the world of tashlumin of karbanos to the world of the suda. Both of these are learned out from a tesvav from Pesach, and so one can say that one can, you know, it's what one can build one on the other. Chachamim will say, either it's totally different drushas, or even if it's the same drusha, we don't take it that far. Yes?
There is no tashlumen on Pesach.
There is a tashlumen on Pesach to Yom HaShvi, to Atzeres, to the world of Atzeres, to the seventh day. Since on Sukkot, the world of Atzeres is Shmini Atzeres, so then we have that's the tesvav that we're comparing the two, that you have a tashlumen to the atzeres. Yeah.
According to the Maharsha, according to those
who are eating this meal in Sukkah. No, this is within Rashi. We maintain our basic assumption. We have an Isra of Altosif to eat in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. We're eating this meal outside of the sukkah. So according within the Maharshal, the whole chiyuv of tesvav is learned out to eat a kezias that night. It's a din and achila, which has nothing to do with sukkahs. Just happens to be in the sukkah because it happens to be sukkahs. The Maharsha rejects that. He says, no, that's a sukkahs meal. That's learned out that the din of teshvu kein taduru is a chova the first night. So where then do we bring in the world of tashlumin? From the world of korbanos. The fact that we can be mashlim, the korban of Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres, is a reality. What is it built on? So we have three possible drashos. Atzeres, in other words, Chodesh HaShvi'i, and Tesvav Tesvav. If it's learned out from Atzeres or Chodesh HaShvi'i, L'chora, those are halachos that are unique to the world of korbanos. They have nothing to do with the suda of the first night. It would be a very big stretch
to bring it in. But if we're dealing with the same drusha, that's mechayev, the suda that night allows for tashlum, and the same drusha, yitachen, it allows for tashlum also, of that was created via the drusha. Yes?
What about the Bavli, though, right?
So the Bavli is according to the Chachamim. And Rav Eliezer, the Yerushalmi, in other words, Rav Eliezer would link in with the drasha of the Yerushalmi.
I'm saying that I thought the Bavli in Chagiga had a different
the Bavli mentioned that we have a, in other words, according to the way Tosus understands, the Bavli is a Hekish. We have a world of Atzeres in Pesach, and we have a world of Atzeres in Sukkot. So just as the world of Atzeres of Pesach serve as the venue of Tashlumin, Hu Hadin, the world of Atzeres. But it's a Hekesh. And then it has to be Afnuye. In other words, Masha'in came, what Tosas points out, Tesvav, Tesvav, that's a real Gzera Shava.
Right, but that's not what the Bavli quotes.
Okay, in other words, that's what the Bavli quotes in Chagiga.
And Tosos brings in the Yerushalmi, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, it seems like a wonderful mahalik, but I'm just saying, like, it only seems to work based on the Yerushalmi, but the Bavli doesn't seem to hold like.
I'm pointing out, the issue that we have with, in other words, within taking Rashi at face value. Rashi at face value says, Kasavar Yeshua Tashlumin, Kamoshi Yesh Tashlumin Lekarbanos, Yom Rishon Af Yom Tov Achra. That's true, that there is a din of tashlum and of karbanos. What in the world does that have to do with the world of tashlum nesuda? So you could say it's possible that it's tashlum. It's tashlum is tashlum. My nafkamino, what your mashlim? Maybe that's Rav Eliezer's shita. But I find that the Yerushalmi is much more matim to Rav Eliezer, and the Chachamim can either disagree even within the Yerushalmi, or they can disagree by saying, but we have different drushas.
Words, saying, doesn't the Bavli need to be consistent as a whole? Don't we have to be able to explain this position within the world of the Bavli? And the Bavli has a different limud, right? The Tzaris Hekesh, and not the Hamisha Tzaris Hekeshava.
I don't know. I don't know necessarily that in other words, when our Gemara says, Amar Bira, Amar Rav Ami, Chozer Bo Rav Elazar, and we have to figure out what Rav Elazar was Chozer Bo. That's for us to figure out. And the Rishonim will all learn it differently. That we have to be limited by what we find in the Bavli as opposed to the Yerushalmi. I mean, clearly we have over here Masorot. So, in other words, if we have a Masorot that would help us understand Rav Eliezer, I don't see why we shouldn't be able to take advantage of it. But I'm saying, if not, so then Zam Gzeres Kosov. So we have Gzeres Kosov without. And there, just to, you know, it's for intellectual honesty, the world of Tashlumen, as we're understanding it, is world of Tashlumen, the way all the Rishonim except for one learn, namely Rashi and the Rambam, etc. Tashlumen means you don't bring it the first day, bring it afterwards. You don't bring it during the other six days of Sukkot, bring it on Shmini Atzeres. That's the way that there is a Ritva later on Daf Mem Zayin, which is quoted on the side of the Frankel Rambam, who has a different understanding of Tashlumen. That Tashlumen is only in a situation where it couldn't have been brought. The person was not shayach to bring the korban. He was a katan, he was a chiger, he wasn't shayach, and then he got better, and the question is the issue of nitche, etc. There is such a ritva, and there's a minchas chinuch in mitzvah peches who quotes that ritva. But I don't think it has anything to do with our sugya. Even the ritva in our sugya doesn't bring it in. So I'm just pointing out there is such a ritva. I'm aware of the ritva, but I don't think it's anything to do with our sugya. Our sugya can be learned as a classic tashlumen, and within the classic tashlumen, we can have a possibility of being able to compare to the tashlumen of karbanos. Use that as a precedent for the tashlumen of for the tashlumen of the suda the first night. Again, within the Maharshal, you don't have to come on to this. Simply, the fact is that we have a meal that lends itself to tashlumen, and we have a concept of tashlumen. But it's not, you know, it's the ikar is that the meal lends itself to tashlumen.
According to the Maharsha, the meal per se doesn't lend itself to tashlumin. The meal per se is a sukkah stika meal. So we need a din that will tell us that a sukkah stika halacha can move to shmini atzeres. That's the world of korbanos. But even that, l'chora, there has to be some point of, there should be. It would be neater if there would be some point of intersection. That point of intersection we find in the drasha of Yerushalmi. Okay, within Rashi, the Seder, we have two mahalchim, the Maharsha and the Maharshal. Yeah?
I just don't fully understand the Maharsha, how you're comparing it to karbanos, because karbanos, you're actually doing a tashlumin of the same thing. And you can bring a karbon, so you bring a karbon. Granted, it's a different day, but you're actually doing the same
thing. But it's not granted it's a different day. Avar zmano batal karbano. The Mishnah itself in Chigil says that if you wait until the day after Shmini Atzeres,
so finish, but you can't learn from there that you can do a tashlum and you didn't bring a karbon, so where to bring the tzitzis instead?
No, 100%. But l'chora, the tashlumen has to be in the world that you're talking about. And we have a chagiga of Pesach, a chagiga of Shavuos, and a chagiga of Sukkot. And the chagiga of Pesach has to be brought on Pesach. And the chagiga of Shavuos, there's a special gzeras hakasuv that we have that 7 days after Shavuos, you can still bring that tashlumen. And within Sukkot, here we have a unique halacha that we're going to Chape korbanos view Shmini Atzeres as part of Sukkot. So if we're going to view it as part of Sukkot due to the Gzeres HaKosuv of Tashlumen, and we have the Yerushalmi, this is based on Tesvav, so then, you know,
what are you doing to do the Tashlumen? You're just eating a Suda outside the Sukkah. No,
you're eating this, in other words, you're eating the Chova of eating a Sukkot meal the first night. You are now mekayim on Shmini Atzeres.
Isn't that chiyuv? It's a chiyuv of eating in the sukkah.
It's a chiyuv of eating in the sukkah, just like chagiga is a chiyuv of bringing a chagiga sukkahs. Not a chagigas Pesach, not a chagigas Shavuos. You need to bring a chagigas sukkahs. In other words, it's a unique korban sukkahs. It's a sukkahs dika halacha. It's not only it's just and if that can be extended to Shmini Atzeres, namely there were because again Shmini Atzeres by its nature.
Here there's a different suda is different. One's in a sukkah, one's not in a sukkah. It's a different. We do a different. You're not doing makmasha anything.
I understand. In other words, except that sukkah has two meanings. It's the name of the chag, name of the regel, and it's something we build during the regel. The meal is a meal of Sukkot. But what we're saying is that Sukkot has two kiyumim, that there's a kiyum of 7 days of Sukkot within a sukkah, and there's a kiyum of an eighth day of Sukkot, Shmini. It's kiviyachol, an eighth day of Sukkot, klape, korbanos, and seudos. And that is eaten outside of the sukkah, but it's a sukkah, I agree with you that it's a stretch. What? It's a din of teshuva, as he says. It's a chiyuv of sukkah, but just as we have tashlume korban sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, we have tashlume sudas sukkah on Shmini Atzeres with a slightly different technical reality. Okay, but your question is an excellent question. Tosis asked the question. I mean, the Chachamim asked the question. In other words, it's a machokas tanoim. But just to give at least a understanding of where Rav Eliezer is coming from. Okay, Tosfos has a battery of questions on Rashi. He quotes Rashi, comes with a battery of questions from many, many different realms. The first realm is one of Diktuk, and then he brings questions in Halacha, and then he brings questions from the Sugya. A whole battery of questions. So let's take the questions one by one. First question that he has is Lishna de Yashlim v'im Hishlim lo mashma klal lashon tashlumen ela lashon hashlama cheshbon hashlamat. I guess it should be cheshbon sheyudalot suudos. No, what over here? Yeah, hashlamat. Okay. What over here is Tosis pointing out from the world of Dikduk? Who here remembers their binyanim? We have kal, nifal, piel, pual, right, hifiel, and hispitpael. What binyan is tashlumen, and what binyan is mashlim? not hitfael, no, I'm doing hitfael, even though tashlumin has a tough, but it's not hitfael.
PL,
excellent, very, very good. We have a din of tashlumin nezek. What does tashlumin nezek mean? What is the word tashlum nezek?
Isn't it?
No, it's PL. Shilem, l'shalem. Tashlum is that which you are mishalem. You are mishalem tashlumen. You are not mashlim tashlumen. You are mishalem tashlumen. Namely, that we have a PL form of the root shin lamed mem, which means to pay a debt. You pay a debt. That's shilem. You have a debt and you have to pay it, and your payment is tashlumen. You miss a davening, you owe a davening, right? You can do tashlumen. You can pay your davening by davening two minchas. When you miss a shacharis, you miss a mincha, you can pay your debt by davening two ma'aribs. That's the PL. However, lahashlim is which binyan? Not PL, but hifil. And in hifil, there lahashlim means to not to pay a debt, but to complete a series, to come to an end. We had a series of 14. It was not completed. You missed a meal. You have to complete the 14. In other words, so the hashlim, mashlim, yashlim, it's simply, there are two words that have the same root, but have different binyanim. I don't recall what the English word is for binyan. It's a certain grammatical construct, but there's
construct,
a word.
I think construct is the word.
Construct is the word, okay. So, the same answer, I couldn't think of it because I was trying to think of which construct. Okay.
Tos was essentially asking on Chachamim say, in a Dabar Tashlumin.
He's pointing out that the word Tashlumin does not mean to make up something that you missed. You're not paying a debt over here. According to Rashi, Tashlumin is you missed a meal, now we're going to replace it. Like tashlumei nezek, you broke a vase, now you're going to pay tashlumin. You're going to replace the vase with money or with another vase. That's tashlumin. But the Mishnah doesn't speak about tashlumin. The Mishnah speaks about lahashlim.
The Mishnah does speak about tashlumin.
Tosa's question should be a question on the Mishnah.
On the Mishnah. Yeah. On the word, I'm sorry, the word, you're right, on the word Chachamim, where it comes to Ein Ladavar Tashlumen. Right, that the real issue is Ein Ladavar Hashlamah.
Right, but the Chachamim, the Chachamim didn't understand Rabbi Eliezer's, according to Tosos.
Within Tosos, right. Okay. In other words, you're correct. That really the question is on the syntax of the Mishnah, but within Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, we don't find the word Tashlumen. Within Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, we find Mashlim, Yashlim. And that means to fill in Yudalit. So we can't very well say Chazar Bo Miyahu, because that's the whole source of the Hashlama. Hey, that's the first question that he has. Od, Kevan de Matza Yalfin, Bo Matzinen Shiyehe Tashlumin, Le Matza Shalayla Harishon Shal Pesach. He doesn't mean over here, well, in other words, let's go back to Rashi. Rashi says that We can be mashlim the meal. Either we can be mashlim the meal because it's a yontif dika meal, like the Maharshal, or we can be mashlim the meal because we're comparing it to the world of karbanos, like the Maharsha. But sof kol sof, where what's the makar of this yontif dika meal, or the sukkah dika meal? It's Pesach. No one says that you can be mashlim the night of Pesach on Shvi Shal Pesach, namely. It simply doesn't lend itself to hashlama. Mipchana hilchatit, there's no tashlumin for matzah. Va'od de mashma k'tzas b'Yerushalmi de boy k'zayis dogon l'sudas yom tov rishon shel chag k'mo gabe matzah. And yet the next line of the Gemara over here is b'may mashlim for other reasons that of a heker, but minei targima is not pat, whatever it may be. It may be a lot of things, right? We saw, we went through all the options when we learned the previous sugya of Achila Sarai. It's not pat. And so how can you be mashlim a suda of pat without pat? And finally, va'od me'uvta da'petropa shel agripas mashma d'lopater Rav Eliezer v'da'achas. The Gemara appears to assume that Rav Eliezer is speaking to this apotropos after Chazar Bo, and yet he insists to the apotropos that you need 14 meals. You can't do a seven. This is not subjective. The apotropos is not talking about the first night of Sukkot. He's talking about during Sukkot, that he eats only one meal a day. And Rav Chosid says, that's irrelevant. Teshvu kein taduru is not determined by you, but l'daitcha, right? It's determined by the world. But it appears to be that that is the maskana, that Rav Eliezer still has a din of Yudalad Sudos. So because of all of these questions, Achein Yer Lefarish, Chazer b'Rav Eliezer, Mima shohaya matzrich sukkah, uli'olam Yudalad Sudos boy. That what's the difference between the Havamina and the maskana of the Gemara over here, between the Kasha on Rav Eliezer and the maskana? He, in both the Havamina and the maskana, he requires Yudalad Sudos during Sukkot. And clearly, during Sukkot, those meals are held in the Sukkah. Right? However, in the Havamina, in the Kasha, how did we view this requirement of Sukkah? And in the Maskana, how do we view this requirement of Sukkah? No, I wouldn't go back necessarily, yes. Is that it's a ma'ak? It's a necessity. Yud Dalet Sudos Basukkah is a necessity. And then that doesn't lend itself to Shmini Atzeres. We have an Easter of Baal Tosif. We have an Easter of eating a Sukkah. In the Maskana, what are we saying? That the Sukkah is... it's a lechatchila. It's a lechatchila. It's not a ma'akev, and that's why he continues. In other words, mimashaya matzrich sukkah, matzrich as a necessity. That he's chozer bo. He's chozer from the matzrich, and then he backs this up with the Yerushalmi. And again, the Yerushalmi can always be used as a backup. That it speaks about lemitzvah chashuva. Haynu lechatchila tzarach leachol besukkah v'im lo achal mashlim bishmini b'li sukkah. Just two issues over here. One is to try and understand what Tosfos is saying, and secondly, within the gears of Tosfos in the Mishnah. L'chora, the whole din of Yud Dalet Sudos is built on Teshvu Kein Taduru. In other words, the kashya of the Gemara that you require sukkah, that sukkah is part and parcel of the meal, that you need a meal and a sukkah, l'chora, that's very, very powerful. What exactly, how can we understand the maskana? That according to Rav Eliezer, we can do without the sukkah. What then is his drasha of Yud Dalet, Teshvu kein tadiru, madira achas b'yom v'achas b'layla, af sukkah achas b'yom v'achas b'layla, if we're going to take sukkah out of sukkahs. I mean, to a certain degree, this is the question that Chaim asked on Rashi. This is what we're asking on Tosfos. The question is, what then is the drasha? According to Rav Eliezer, Teshvu kein taduru, madira achas b'yom v'achas b'layla, sukkah achas b'yom v'achas b'layla, if we're taking sukkah out of the equation.
I think it's because the whole point that we said a couple of shiurim ago, Eliezer wants to quantify the chiyuv of sukkah. And the way to do that is by giving a minimum number of meals. So once we say that minimum number of meals, so that's chal, whether or not the mitzvah is that they're in the sukkah or not. It's right. It's a mechanism to get you into the sukkah, but it's an independent chiyuv.
Okay. In other words, namely that we have a din of basukos teshvu. Teshvu, we want to understand what is this concept of teshvu kein taduru, of teshvu, of the form of diur. And Sir Velazar points out that we need a quantitative continuity that will create the quality of teshvu. The quantitative continuity of Yud Dalet Sudos, when it's on Sukkot, is all going to be in the Sukkah. But if we missed one of those meals, and now we want it to be mashlim, we want to fill in the quantity, that could be done on Shmini Atzeres. There's still a retzef. We still have the continuity. but because of the Iser of Baal Tosif, we are going to fill in the quantity with a meal, not in the sukkah. That is the, in other words, that which we viewed as an impossibility in the Havamina, we're viewing as a possibility within the Maskana.
So what if you missed like 14 meals? Can you do 14 meals?
No, he says if you missed a meal, Mishalo Achal, if he missed a meal, we need 14 meals, Yom V'Layla. If, what?
Why
only one? We need the continuity. The continuity is Leil Yom Tov Acharon Shochag. That's the continuity. But how can it be not in a sukkah? So over here, the Tosus Harosh, which is basically Tosvos, gives a mashal. And I think the mashal, you know, will help us understand it a little bit. Look at the Tosus Harosh. Umeshani Chazmer Rav Eliezer. Masha Ochel B'Leil Yom Tov Acharon Chutz L'Sukkah Lo Kashe Le'Midi. Dehavei Ashkach V'lo Yispalal Mincha B'Shabbos Yispalal B'Motzei Shabbos Shtayim Shochol V'Yotzei Tfilas Chol V'Yotzei B'Tfilas Chol Masha Shochach V'lo Yispalal Tfilas Shabbos Kevon D'Lo Efsher B'Nyan Acher Hachinami Kevon D'Eino Yochol Le'Echol B'Sukkah Yotzei Afilo Chutz L'Sukkah. Namely, even though Tosus built on the diktuk, on the construct, that we're not dealing over here with tashlumin, but we're dealing over here with hashlama, but we can bring a raya that you can be mashlim even in that which is not the ideal, if that allows for the continuity. Namely, the tashlumin has to be in the next tefillah, in the world of tefillah, whatever that tefillah happens to be. If it's Rosh Chodesh, you'll dive into tefillos of Rosh Chodesh. If it's Rosh Hashanah, you'll daven two tefillos of Rosh Hashanah. Whatever it is, even though it does not exactly replace that which you missed, but it serves as a continuity. It serves to fill in. In other words, that there is that you fill in with what is possible, and that's the chazara of Rav Eliezer. Clearly, we're dealing over with din of teshvu kein tadu. We want to quantify dir in a sukkah. We quantify dir as being a continuity of 14 sudos. If we have 13, we need the 14th, we can get in that 14th by the sudas leil shmini atzeres, even though that is not in the sukkah, because that's simply masha efshar. That's the continuity of masha efshar, just as within the world of tefillah, we have a continuity of masha efshar. Yes?
Well, he said that on sukkah itself, if you decide to get outside the sukkah, it's only the tefillah, so...
No, chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. On sukkah, according to Rav Eliezer, we have a chiyuv of eating a meal in a sukkah. We have a chiyuv of eating a meal in a sukkah, but it's not iboy achal, iboy lo achal. It's not up to us to decide if we want to eat achilas keva. We have to eat 14 meals to create a dior. This can be, in other words, the 14, we can move over into Shmini Atzeres to fill in the 14. If we're missing one meal, we only have 13, and it appears to be a lack there, we can fill in the 14th. But filling in the 14th is under the circumstances that are allowed. And it's not a stira so much as Ben pointed out, because the ikar over here is the quantitative continuity. We want it to apply to the world of sukkah when it's possible. But if the quantitative continuity is not possible, it's not possible. To make it up by eating three meals on one day, one meal one day, three meals the next day, that's not dear. That's your one day, you're an apitropos, and the next day you're a glutton. You know, that's not dear. Dear, it implies a certain act of a ben chorin that involves a normalcy of life. Yeah.
Where are we getting that in the Mishnah of the Tosfos? Because I didn't. That's not how I learned either one. That it's about consecutive 14, like over the course of seven days. Where are we seeing that?
In other words, Rav Eliezer holds Arba'es Resudos Chayev Adam Lechol Besuka Achas Beyom VaAchas BaLayla. Then he continues, Od Amar Rav Eliezer, and here is a question of Girsa. Mishalo achal yom tov rishon, yashlim leile yom tov acharon shochag.
that if someone is missing one of those Yom Tov Rishon meals, what is Yom Tov Rishon?
Sukkis.
He's missed. No. Yom Tov Rishon. There's Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Acharon.
Right.
Yom Tov Rishon is 7 days of Sukkis. Yom Tov Rishon is 7 days of Sukkis. Yom Tov Acharon is Shmini Atzeres. If you missed one of the 14 meals during Yom Tov Rishon, during Sukkis, you can make that up on Leil Shmini Atzeres.
So it doesn't need to be consecutive.
What?
It doesn't need to be consecutive.
It is consecutive because Leil Yom Tov Rishon, Leil Yom Tov Acharon, follows upon Sukkis.
No, but you can have a break in the middle. You could write, let's say it was the third day of Chol Moed, then you didn't have a Suda, so then you end up breaking it up.
That we have this wiggle room that we can include Leil Yom Tov Acharon as part of our Retzef. We can include it within the world of Retzef. That's the Chiddush of Rav Eliezer, that you can be Mashlim Leil Yom Tov Acharon.
Okay, but we're not saying it has to be 7 days in a row. That, we're not.
We're saying that within the seven, in other words, within the beginning of Rabbi Eliezer, within the 7 days of Sukkis, you need a retzef of 14 meals. Va'od amar, if you're missing any one of those meals, we can still fill it in on Leil Yom Tov Acharon. Just as if you miss Mincha, you can fill it in Ma'ariv. You miss Ma'ariv, you can fill it in Shacharis. That we have, that's considered to be a hemshech of the previous tefillah. So here we have a hemshech of Sukkis into Leil Yom Tov Acharon. It's a tremendous chiddush, and Chachamim disagree. But this is not—we're not dealing over here with being mashlim the first night. There's no, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there is no first night. That's a totally irrelevant factor. We have over here a teshuv kenta duru of 7 days that could be expanded a bit into the eighth day. The only issue was the kasha was, don't we have an Isra Baal Tosif of eating in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? So how can we be mashlim, assuming that the ashlam has to be in a sukkah? Kamash malan? No. We still have the Isra Baal Tosif and your mashlim, but not in a sukkah. In other words, that the sukkah is not a ma'akev, that the continuity, the quantitative continuity, that's the ma'akev within Tosif.
What if you're missing like two meals? You'd be mashlim the night and the day?
No. That can't be. That's muvas lo yuchalitka. That Rabbi Eliezer agrees. We have a one-time opportunity. You could fill in one meal, not more than one meal.
Why? What's the svara?
I didn't say it was a svara. It's not a, in other words, the fact that Shmini Atzeres is a Shmini, in other words, that it has, even though it's a regular Bifnei Atzmo, it's still called Shmini, and so it can help you fill in a Chiyuv of Sukkis. Within Tosfos, where did he see this? Within Rashi, we're dealing with a real Tashlumen. So we spoke about Tashlume Korbanos. We spoke about Sudas Yom Tov. You know, as we have here within Tosfos, it's a tremendous Chiddush. But this is what the Maharsha points out, that within Tosfos, we have to have the Girsa. Within Tosfos. I saw it in the Marsha, so I'm saying it.
The second
last one, which Dibra Maskil? The next Dibra Maskil. Dibra Maskil of the Ibo Yachil. So in that Dibra Hamaskil, Ule Divrehem Garcinan da Mishnah, Mishalo Achal Biyom Tov Rishon Yashrim. Vachenu Bechol Hanuschos HaMishnah Hayeshanim. Chadoshim mikarav bo shigiu mishalo achal b'leil yom tov rishon yashlim ve'ein ze nachon l'divrei haTosfos d'lamahani hashlama l'sudas leil yom tov rishon. That's exactly where Tosfos disagreed. The sudas yom tov rishon is went out from matzah, just like there's no tashlumen for matzah, there's no tashlumen for sudas leil yom tov rishon. But if you're missing one of the other meals of mishalo achal, the 14 meals during yom tov rishon yashlim, he can fill in the count on Shmini Atzeres.
Hey.
Yes?
I still don't understand how, if the limud is from Tishu Kintiduru, that's where we get the number 14, how the 14
14 means that on Sukkot, you have to have a continuity of life in the Sukkah. How do we define Sukkot? Again, this is what I mentioned to Chaim earlier. Sukkot doesn't only mean 7 days in which you sit in a Sukkah. Sukkot means 8 days that relate to Sukkot. Shmini Atzeres still relates to Sukkot. Atzeres is the last, means like in Shvi, shall Pesach is Atzeres. Atzeres is the last day. Last day of what? Shmini Atzeres. Atzeres, the last day of what? L'chora, the last day of Sukkot. So we have 8 days of Sukkot, 7 of which we sit in a Sukkah, and 1 of which, according to Rashi and Tosafot, we have an Isra Bal Tosif to sit in a Sukkah, even though it's Sukkot. It's Sukkot, but we don't sit in a Sukkah.
Okay.
But since it's Sukkot, you can still be mashlim your Teshvu Kein Taduru on the Leil Shmini Atzeres. We still have that ability of viewing that as being able to build our quantitative continuity, because it's still Sukkot. Okay? We have a Sukkot on which you don't sit in a Sukkah. Not only you don't, but it's Usser to sit in a Sukkah, according to Rashi. You have an Isur Doraisa of sitting in the Sukkot on Sukkot. That Shmini Atzeres is this hybrid, right? That it, on one hand, is a regular Tanyatmo Pazar Kashav in 6 areas, but there are certain areas where it relates to Sukkot. One is the Mishnah and Chagiga, Mashlim Korbanos. That's powerful. And the second is this din, according to Rav Eliezer, that you can be mashlim, that you can be mashlim a su'uda of the continuity of Yud Dalet Su'udos. That these are two ways in which Shmini Atzeres still relates to Sukkot.
So Rebbe's answering, I think, that basically it's the power of Hashlam, it's the power of Teshlumin. I thought it sounded from Tosfos that he's somehow downplaying the original Chiyuv of the 14 Su'udos to be in the Sukkah. Not that you can, you know, subsequently compensate because it's
No, I think he said there was originally the 14 Sukkot. In other words, the Akasha, the Gemara, is, doesn't Rav Eliezer use the phrase Yud Sudos Chayev Le'echol Adam B'Sukkah Echad B'Yom V'Echad B'Layla, and there is no Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? So the Gemara says, no, Chazarbo Me'ahi. Chazarbo from that word, B'Sukkah. He was Chazarbo from the word B'Sukkah,
right,
but he wasn't Chazarbo from the Yud Dalet. You still have to eat it on Sukkot in order that it be Teshvu Kein Taduru. Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yomim. You still need a continuity, but we have a possibility of having the continuity within the part of Sukkot where there's an Easter sit in a Sukkah.
Right, so then, according to Rebbe, it's when it is supposed to go from that you need to have it in a Sukkah, it was only because there's the ability to be mashlim and shmini atzeres, in which there is no Sukkah. So, right, but it's not that fundamentally he said the nature of these Yudalit Sudos are different, right? I thought that was maybe...
I think that once you say that, you know, or it's that you should, there can't be a counter. I mean, once he's painted into a corner, the Chora, he has to in some way revise the Shita that it should make sense. So, in other words, maybe the Irutz, he was forced to revise his Shita because we don't want to have a stira between this first statement and the second statement. Once we revise the Shita, so we see that Basuka is not a necessary factor, it's a preferred factor. It's a mitzvah. It's a preferred factor.
I think I saw it. I think it might be different. How is that the Rishash quotes that he says it's based on pasuk the sukkah teshu is that it's a chiyuv, you have 14 sukkahs that need to be eaten in the sukkah. But he's really backing away from the original drasha of.
That's possible. That's not, again. It's possible. I wasn't going in that direction. Okay. Then we have over here also a third shita. Namely, the Shita of... Okay, in other words, in terms of the... Just going back for one moment to the Nusach of the Mishnah. I mean, so we're all aware that the Nusach that we have on our page is basically that which worked out according to Rashi. In other words, the role of Rashi is Hachi Garcinans. So within Rashi, clearly the Nusach is the... In other words, Mishlo Achal Leile Yom Tov Rishon. That remains within Rav Eliezer. The Chazabah was from the Yud Dalet.
Is it Leili plural? Wouldn't it be better with Leili Yom Tov Rishon for Rashi?
Make up 2 days.
good question.
And also, right, also both the aren't the Hayes not so Nicha for Rashi? Har Rishon and Ha Akron? It is Ha Akron, so it shouldn't be Leili Yom Tov Rishon, Jesus Rashi?
think that
that
is the gears of the Marasha.
Right, but that's not what we have.
Right. Mishro Achal Leil Yom Tov Rishon. Right. Takes off the yud, takes off the hay.
Right. Which is very nicha for Rashi. But the
right.
way we have it is actually not so good.
Correct. The way we have it is nishtahin nishtahir.
Okay.
Okay, that sort of shows that it's not the real, you know, it's not the real gear set. Doesn't fit according to anyway. In other words, that the original two gear sows were either Mishro Achal Yom Tov Harishon or Mishro Achal Leil Yom Tov Rishon. Those are the two original Yirsaos. One of them fits in very nicely into Rashi, the other, the Marasha says, has to be the Girsa of Tosfos. Now we move over to the Ritva. Okay, so within the Ritva, he understands the question of the Gemara totally different than Rashi or Tosfos. Marashayas v'hoditinan odmar v'lozer akshinan ala me'resha dekatani amar Rabbi Eliezer rayud alat sudas chayev adam lechol besuka perush v'imkain. This is the question of the Gemara. Amaylo yohiv Rabbi Eliezer tashlumen ela lemishelo acha leil yom tov rishon habakulu shivas yamim nami chayev besuda kamo yom tov rishon v'yeshnus kos de garcia behedya my ir yogel yom tov rishon ham Rav Eliezer yudalot sudos chayev adam le'echol v'hachi mucha. Namely, that the question wasn't how could you have tashlumen on shmini atzeres, but rather why only one, why only the first night? If you're going to have tashlumen, let it be for all the nights. Why did Rashi and Tosfos have the question that they asked? What was their working assumption? How can you have tashlumen? What's the issue of Shmini Atzeres going to Rashi and Tosfos? Baal Tosif. According to the Ritva, there is no issue of Baal Tosif when one is mashlim on Shmini Atzeres. Namely, the question according to the Ritva is, why only sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres for the first night? Why not sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres if you miss the third night, if you miss the fifth night, if you miss the morning? Why only limited to the first night? But there's no issue of Baal Tosif at all, according to the Ritva. And so what does the Gemara answer?
What? Talk about that? Why is there no issue?
We haven't spoken about it. We're about to, we will talk about it. But let's first just get shot in the Gemara. So the question is, why not maximize? And the answer is, because Chazer B'Mayahi. Because he changed his mind. And really there's no Chiyuv 14 meals. There's only a chiyuv of the first night. That's the only chiyuv. And that only chiyuv, we can move over to Shmini Atzeres and eat on Shmini Atzeres in the sukkah. Eat on Shmini Atzeres in the sukkah without any issue of Baal Tosif. What is the machlokes within the Chacham Rav Eliezer? Why does Rav Eliezer allow for Tashlumen? Chamim not. So here, the Ritva points, gives his own svari. Yishlamad Rabbanan Savrei Gamrinim Mechag Hamatzos Legamrei Dun Minei Umina. If we're learning out from matzah, just like matzah has no tashlumen, so Leil Sukkos has no tashlumen. Rav Eliezer Savrei Dun Minei Dechayev Bachila Uki Basra Hasam Iskash LePesach Shein Lo Tashlumen KePesach Avol Hacha Damil Chagiga Yesh La Tashlumen Kol Harega Vele Yom Tov Acharon. Again, bringing in Rashi's world of korbanos. That in Achinami, we're not comparing it to matzah, we're comparing it to the world of Korbanos. In Korbanos, we have a din of Tashlumin, and whatever we said in Rashi, we could fit over here into the Ritva. Yes?
It seems like the Ritva does, when the Mishnah says, Mishalachal Yom Tavarishon, he understands it to mean the first day. And there's a whole premise of the question, why specifically the first day, not the first 7 days.
In the question or in the answer?
In the question. So that's the question. Why do the others say you can only be mashlim from the first day?
Yeah. Where do you see where in the, I'm sorry. Elulamish shelo achal. My ritual says Yom Tov Rishon. Amai lo yavra hu yezet shlum nele mishra achal leil yom tov rishon. Haba kulu shivas yom chayev kamo leil rishon. And then, I don't see where you're seeing in the Ritva differently.
I mean, you're saying it's only the phrase leil yom tov rishon means the first night, but yom tov rishon.
Leil, it's night. Leilas night. Night we have the Gzeira Shava to Tesvav Tesvav.
But the phrase Yontif Rishon would be referring to all 7 days?
When it's not used with the word Leil, then it refers to 7 days. When it's used with the word Leil, it means only the first night.
Okay.
The but now let's move over to Akiva's issue, right? To Akiva's issue in terms of Bal Tosif. What over here is the machlokes, whether eating in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is an Iser Doreiser of Bal Tosif, or it's Mutar Legamre. So you saw the Gemara over there in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara asks, Ela me'at, if we have a din of Bal Tosif, Hayoshein b'shmini b'sukkah yilakeh, Amar lo, Shani Omer, mitzvos eino over aleihem, there's only going to be an Iser of Bal Tosif, ela bizmana. And Shmini Atzeres is not bizmana. And then the Gemara asks, we find even Shalobanam, we find by Birkas Kohanim, even after they finish the Barachos, Elo Amarava, Lotzeis, Goboi Kavana. To be Yotze a mitzvah, there's a machokis, whether Mrs. Srichos Kavana, or Mrs. Lotzrichos Kavana, we can say Lotzeis, Mrs. Lotzrichos Kavana. La'avor, to be over in Yisra Bal Tosif, do you have to have Kavana that this is L'shem mitzvah? Bizmano, Goboi Kavana. That if, in other words, you put 5 parshios in your tefillin, even without that you had kavana, I want this to be a bayit afka 5 and not a 4. You take 5 minim. You don't. You're over Bal Tosif even without a unique kavana. Shelo bizmano boi kavana. Shelo bizmano boi kavana. That in a world of Shmini Atzeres, which is shelo bizmano, you are going to be over Bal Tosif if you have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. Rashi, la'avor boi kavana, she is kaven l'shem mitzvah, v'ilo lo avar. So according to Rashi, why are you sitting in the sukkah the night of Shmini Atzeres? You want to be yotze the mitzvah of sukkah, you want to be yotze a tashlumen, you want to be yotze a mitzvah, you want to be mekayim a mitzvah of sukkah. That's Bal Tosif. That is Bal Tosif. According to Rashi, the only way of creating a tzos, the only way of creating a tashlumen, be it a tashlumen of paying a debt, or be it a tashlumen of filling in a number, is without a sukkah. Otherwise, you're over Bal Tosif. What would the Ritva say? Why does the Ritva say that on sukkahs, you can sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and be mashlim, and your yotze, your hashlama, and there's no Bal Tosif? And what is clear, you know, within the Ritva, that when we speak about Boi Kavana, what does Boi Kavana mean within the Ritva, as opposed to within Rashi? What Kavana will create a Bal Tosif?
Kavana of Mitzvah.
Kavana.
To do that Mitzvah.
Kavana to be Mosif.
Right.
In other words, if you have Kavana to be Mosif, if you sit in a sukkah the night of Shmini Atzeres, because I believe that you sit in a sukkah 8 nights, that's Bal Tosif. The same way that if you say 4 brachos for Birkas Kohanim, because you believe that Birkas Kohanim has 4 brachos, that's Bal Tosif. But according to the Ritva, if you sit in a sukkah, because you know that sukkah is only 7 nights, but you missed a night, and you have to fill in, that's not Bal Tosif. Namely, there's only when you have, according to Rashi, as long as you have kavanah to mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, that's Tosif. Might have to mean how you're making the mitzvah sukkah. First time around, tashlumen, filling in, tosfas, you know, where it's filling in a number. In other words, the moment you want to be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, that's called kavana, and that's Bal Tosif. So the question is, what over here does it mean when we speak about kavana? Does kavana, when we say that shalom is mano, you're over Bal Tosif, when you have kavana, so according to Rashi and Tosfos, it means kavana l'kayem ha-mitzvah. I have kavana that this 4th bracha, Birkas Kohanim, is a mitzvah. I have kavana that this 5th min, that I'm taking along with the other Arba Minim, is a mitzvah. That's Bal Tosif. According to the Ritva, only if I have kavana l'hosif.
that is a problem. If my kavana is lekayim, but not mahusif, I'm lekayim because I missed it. So I'm filling in with that which I missed. That's not a problem of kavana. The ritva over there in Rosh Hashanah expands upon this. What does the ritva say in Rosh Hashanah? Elam arava lotzeis laboy kavana lavor bismano laboy kavana shelo bismano boy kavana pirish hilkach hayoshin bishmini bechag. Bikavana besuka, if he has kavana to be mosif a day of sukkis, loke. However, shalobim miskaven, ain't a loke. The ravzim nehi. V'yim tomar v'anan hechan yasvinan bishmini besuka b'miskaven. In chutz laretz, there are people who sit in the sukkah to eat their meal. I isn't that baltosif. Shalomar kol shamru chachamim lasos mishum siag la Torah. If you're sitting in the sukkah because it's safek shvi, safek shmini, there's no kavana lahosif. I just want to be cover all bases. The whole concept of Yom Tov Sheni. Why not call Yom Tov Sheni baltosif? Because we're mekayim mitzvah lishmor b'divrei chachamim. We're mekayim a takana. The kiyum of a takana is not a kavana lahosif. Once Chazal were metaken two tkios, that's not baltosif. Baltosif is if I hold that mida oraisa, you require 2 days. But if I agree mida oraisa, I only need 1 day. Mida oraisa, you only need 1 set of tkios. But Chazal, because of a siog, for Rav Avohu, we don't know what the tkios are supposed to sound like, or we want to be involved with the satan, or whatever reason Chazal made, that's not a kavana lahosif. That's the way of Avir Machlokas. What does Rashi do with the world of Yom Tov Sheni? Why isn't Yom Tov Sheni, yes?
Where do we see the Ritva saying it has to be Kavana to be Mosef?
Which that's that he's saying, taking, in other words, it's I'm working from all the examples that he gives. All the examples that he gives is where I have a Kavana to be Yotze the Mitzvah, but not to be Mosef. My kavana is lasos siag l'Torah. My kavana is I have a speck of the yoma. My kavana is, you know, it's, but what's left and what's boy kavana? Boy kavana means kavana lahosif. No, I think so. In other words, how does Rashi deal with Yom Tov Sheni? How does Rashi deal with sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, etc.? So here I sent you to Daf Memches Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah and the Gemara deal with this directly, but we have machlokes how to read the Gemara. Sukkah Shiva, right? We point out that even though Sukkis as the Yom Tov is really could be more than 7 days, but the mitzvah of Sukkah itself, Shivas Yomim. Ketzad, Gomar Milechol, you finish on Hoshana Rabbah, Lo Yatira Sukkaso, because it's a problem, it's still Yontif, we're not going to be over in Easter of Soser. Avol moridus hakelim for that you're going to eat in the house. Menemin cholamala kavod yom tov acharon shalcha. Use them on Shmini Atzeres. Ein lo kelim lahorid mahu. What does it mean? Ein lo kelim. Ela ki yishtanish vayishtanish. What's he using on Shmini Atzeres? Ela ein lo makom lahorid kelav mahu. Namely, what if a person has no home to eat in on Shmini Atzeres? The only place he has to eat is the area that he'd been using previously as a sukkah. He has to eat in that sukkah area on Shmini Atzeres. What should he do? So Rabbi Chiya b'Amar toch isbo arba. He passels the schach. Passels the schach. Why arba? We're not going to get involved in currently. Torah, you know, where it should be enough to passel b'al shalosh. But he passels the schach. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi omer matlik ba es haner. He makes a heker. Normally you don't light a light in the sukkah because it could cause sukkah to burn down. Here he's making a heker that he views the sukkah as irrelevant. Not that he lights it carefully, but he views the sukkah as irrelevant. V'lo plige. There's no machlokas between these two approaches. Halan halahu. Halan halahu. What's a halan halahu according to Rashi? Let's first start off with halahu, okay? Halahu according to Rashi. Libnei Eres Yisrael, de kim le bekviya de yarcha, velo yasvi besuka bishi. Ben Eres Yisrael, he'd be over baltos if he sits in the sukkah on Shmini. So what should he do? Poches. poches. Isha has to passel the sukkah, so it's no longer a sukkah. Halan lifnei bavel shishmini shalahem safek shvii derokim lebikviyah deyarcha madlik ba es haner v'lo yif chatchena v'yif selena lefishet sarich leishrei ba machar. That we need a heker. In other words, that even though Chazal said that you should sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and Chutzai's because of the Safek, but there's still an issue of Baltosif. However, this Baltosif we deal with a Heker. The Heker takes away the Baltosif. The Heker says we're only doing this because of Chazal. But otherwise, we would have an issue of Baltosif and we need a Heker. Comes along the Rush and says, I never heard of that. I'm part of the Holon. I live in Germany or in Spain, wherever he wrote this part of his parish. The Rush writes, I don't know what Rashi is talking about. We never heard of lighting a candle in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The Rush says, dun, dun, dun. Mashman b'toch perusha tzukah ketanah zarech al devoyos ha'neshel yeh nira kebal tosif temali lo ra'isi misha asakein v'od kasha, you know where it's ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-
So he understands as follows. V'nira lefarish. The Rav Yoshua ben Levi, Damar Rav Nebavir, Madlik Bas Haner, Be'en Bo Makom Harit Kelev, Bishminikoi. He's talking about someone who wants is in Chutz La'aretz and wants to sit in the sukkah on Simchas Torah on the ninth day. Tzarech Leishiva B'tshi. Hilchach Tzarech Lasos Heker Shein Olover B'Bal Tosif. In other words, the ninth day, that would be B'Bal Tosif and Madlik Bas Haner. Because you have no alternative on Shmini Atzeres of taking off the schach. The schach is mukta. Because that's Hoshana Rabbah, so you can pass all the schach. But according to the Rush, why aren't we worried about Bal Tosif on Shmini? Because they all take the Ritva. That there's only an Iser if you have a Kavana Lahosif. And there's no kavanah lahosif on Shmini. You're sitting there because it's a safek yom. Safek yom, that's not a kavanah lahosif. But according to Rashi, even when you sit there because of safek hayom, you still have an issue about tosif. You still have an issue about Rashi is l'shitaso, and the Rosh is according to the shita of the Ritva. We have a machlokas between the Rashi and the Ritva. When do we have an issue about tosif? If you know that you are sitting there not with kavanah lahosif, but because of safek yom, is this safek yantif or is it not yantif? According to Rashi, you still have an issue of bal tosif. According to the Ritva and the Rush, there's no issue of bal tosif. So according to Rashi, you need a heker. According to the Ritva and the Rush, there's no need for a heker. We need a heker. You need a heker on Simchas Torah, where there's no safek. Stam is convenient for you to sit there. Then you need a heker to show that you're not Mosif. Okay? So this is a very basic machlokas. What?
Why do you need a heker?
According to whom?
According to the Ritzvah.
Because your actions seem to imply that you're being Mosif. There's no reason halachically why you should be there. There's no siyag, there's no sveka deyoma. Chazal never said, where it's that there is a concept of being in a sukkah on Simchas Torah, so it appears that you're being Mosif. So you need the heker to show that you're not being Mosif.
But there is no Isser, right? Even if you're not being a heker, there's no Isser.
The Isser would be Marisayan. It'd be an Isser of Marisayan. You need a heker that you shouldn't have Marisayan of Baltosif. Okay? Yes?
I still think it's a little bit ickier classroom in the Sefer and the Ritva to say that it's a job. He just said that Chacham said, Lasa Siyad the Torah, that's not because of Baltosif. He doesn't seem to reinterpret.
He gives three cases.
Yeah.
Right?
There's no
siyag l'Torah in Tkiyos d'Me'umad and Tkiyos d'Me'yushav.
He said,
Hainu Taim and Nami. What's the reason? Why is there no Bal Tosif of blowing shofar twice?
That's not Darabana?
What?
That's not Darabana?
That's
what he's saying.
He's saying that
all these are Darabana. Whenever there's a Darabana, that's not a problem with Bal Tosif.
Whenever you, in other words, the fact that you have kavana, Rashi's kavana is not the ikar kavana. Rashi's kavana is you have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah.
As long as you have kavanah to be yotzi a mitzvah, according to Rashi, you have an issue of Baal Tosif. You have an issue of Baal Tosif when you have kavanah to be yotzi a mitzvah. How you deal with it, you have to deal with it, but you have an issue of Baal Tosif. But according to the Ritva, even though you have kavanah to be yotzi the mitzvah, as long as you don't have kavanah to be mosif, there's no Baal Tosif.
What he seems to be saying is that whenever it's the Derabbanan, that's not called in Bavisha Baal Tosif.
Fine. So what does the Gemara mean according to Rav the Ritva when it says Bohi Kavana? Shalom is Mano Bohi Kavana.
It means the same thing, but when there's a Derabbanan, you can't have Baal Tosif on the Derabbanan. Like maybe he's given a sort of an outside. He's not. How does Rabbi see that he's reinterpreting the Kavana thing? Maybe he's giving like another idea.
The Gemara says Bohi Kavana. The Gemara says Bohi Kavana.
No, I understand.
So what is boy? What do those two words mean according to the Ritva?
Kavana could still be Kavana of mitzvah, but when it's a derabanan, you don't have a problem of.
It was
that.
The
Ritva
was not interfacing with the Gemara. Interfacing.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
The Gemara is giving us a rule.
Yeah.
So what's the rule mean according to the
mitzvah, like Rashi?
Okay, I can't.
And then he asks, what about these cases? And then he says these cases are different because it's a derabanan.
What's the rule?
All the examples he gives. Kol shemal kafan lasas mitzvah siyag gutar in gavushim batosif. And then he explains that's why we do 2 days.
Mean Chazal are able to be over batosif but not regular people.
No.
So I mean what?
That is not Baal Tosif, when you're doing it not because of a chiyuv derabanan, you're doing it by yourself. That's where you have a problem Baal Tosif. But if it's a chiyuv derabanan, you're not going to violate Baal Tosif.
Okay. So I will tell Elchanan. I brought an encyclopedia Talmudis to show that you shouldn't learn from encyclopedia Talmudis, but encyclopedia Talmudis learns like you. Okay? In the encyclopedia Talmudis, I just brought, you can learn it on your own, but I won't keep you. In other words, at the very end, he says, V'yesh me harishonim, kosav de lefikach, ein bi yeshiva suka besafek shvi, safek shmini mishum bal tosif, v'shiyoshim betakonas chachamim, shetiknu la'aso sveika de yoma, v'chol shosim betakonas chachamim, ein bo mishum bal tosif, shenema rapi atora sheyarucha. This is what your understanding of the Ritva.
I didn't have the full idea, but
yeah, pretty much, yeah. Okay, fine. So I wanted to say that, you know, it's that I think that the Encyclopedia Talmudis was written not by people who thought necessarily conceptually, but who tried just to bring shitos. And sometimes you'll see if you read through the Keta, in other words, you'll see that in my humble opinion, the Meta Ikar Chasim and Asefer over here in terms of the Kavana of Baal Tosif. But you can look at it on your own. And there are different ways of learning. Shiva Panim La Torah. Okay. We'll call it a staff now. B'li Neder, I'm sorry, next time we'll finish the Maamar Makomos that I had given you. In terms of, so Mine Targima, we won't be chazer. We learned it already. Okay, so Mine Targima, you recall, we spoke about the fact that with the Machlos Rashi and Tosos, what does Mini Targima mean? Is it a main course? Is it Dafka dessert? Anything but a main course? And is there a connection between Mini Targima on Sukkis and Suda Shlishis? That we already went through this Tosos Mini Targima and the Rashi. So we'll begin with the Apotropos of Pas, go back to Rav Eliezer, in terms of the structure of the Sukkah, of Yotzi Misukkah LaSukkah, and in terms of the Din of Lachem. Is there a din of lachem in Sukkis? Is din of bailus in the world of Sukkis? So that will go through. As I said, I think that we can. I think we should be able to get, in other words, to get up to the Tanur Rabbanan of Ma'aseh Rav Eliezer. I'm sorry, I know there are a lot of them. It was two-thirds of the Yama, almost where the lines widen. So I'll give you some more Maamar Makomos up to that point. Okay? So this next part of the Perek, at least, we should be able to go a little faster. And when we get to Luv HaGadol, we'll slow down.